Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Together in song. And the reason is that the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. Therefore, all those who entertain the hope of salvation should raise their voices and cry out with joy, for the Lord restores peace to his people. The author to the letter to the Hebrews points out that there is great cause for us to shout out with joy, because in our own time, God speaks to us directly through his own Son. He does not speak to us in fragmentary form anymore. He does so in his own Son. This is what we are celebrating today: God speaking to us in his own Son, the salvation brought by our God. We are called to rejoice exceedingly because the Son of God has been born to set us free from our slavery to sin, our slavery to greed, selfishness, negligence, irresponsibility, and I will say irresponsible use of our freedom and the lack of respect sometimes for human life. And St. John in the Gospel adds that God's creative word, which has been with him from the beginning, took on human form and came to live as one of us, came to live among us. He explains that this word made flesh came to live in the world that was created through him, but the world failed to recognize and to accept him. However, to those who accepted him, those who believe in his name, he gave power to become children of God. This message is ever new and refreshing. It is a message of hope that never fades. You and I who have accepted to be baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ have become sons and daughters of a compassionate God. If by simply accepting to be sacramentally united with Jesus, we become children of God, then if we allow his grace to conform us to God's will, it is certain that we shall share in his divinity. This is what St. John spoke of when he said, We already are children of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall all see him as he is. This one, the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verse 2, you can find that. That is, if for our sake God became a human being, it is because he wants us to share in his divine life. Going further, St. John added that from his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Or in other words, grace upon grace. For grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Dear friends, this is the reason we have to celebrate with great joy. At the birth of Jesus, heaven and earth were reconciled, and God and human beings became one. Therefore, all the ends of the earth have seen the glory and the power of God, the salvation brought by our God. If we are despairing, if we are in any trouble, and we remember that in Jesus Christ, God is one with us, God has come to be with us, that we may share in his divinity, then we turn to him and present all our troubles. In him, all our troubles and challenges will find meaning. If we leave Christ aside, if we leave God aside, then there will not be meaning to the suffering we endure in this life. And sometimes we may want to give up. But the Lord says he is with us. He is the Emmanuel, God with us. He has come to save us in Jesus. And for those of you who have found out, Jesus comes from the word, the name Joshua, which means God saves. In Jesus, God saves us. And if God saves us in Jesus, and Jesus has been born for our salvation, we must be happy. We must rejoice. That is why we celebrate Christmas. To be happy that God has become one of us, so that we can become one with him. Dear friends, as we go home, as we go about our business, as we go to celebrate, let us remember that no matter what happens, our joy should continue to be great because God has become one of us, so that we may share in his divinity. So when we come to receive the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion, let us remember this is the God made human, the God made flesh, whom we receive. We receive him in us that he may turn us into himself, that we may share and rejoice in him. He is sending us out. Go out and proclaim to the ends of the earth, God is with us. Go out and shout at the top of your voices. Let many people see the joy of being a Christian in you. This is what he's calling us to do today. All the ends of the earth have seen the glory and the power of our God. It is through us that the whole earth will become peaceful. Through us, the whole earth will understand the will of God. And when we turn to be peaceful and to help one another, seeing God in one another, then the salvation of our God has really dawned upon us.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.